to address this issue in a legislative context rather than in quasi-judicial context.
And the second question is, there's nothing that prevents us, I assume, from denying the appeal but attaching the condition specific to this project on tree preservation?
Yes, you could do that if you wished.
Thanks.
But doesn't that in and of itself establish some precedent?
Not in the sense that I believe the parties and the applicant here has offered up and has indicated their willingness to voluntarily agree to these conditions.
But that's voluntarily, and if they want to do that voluntarily, I'm comfortable with that. I'm not so comfortable.
Well, in fact,
but isn't it like a good neighbor agreement?
No, but let me read the language. We find that the historic design review exemption in applicable code does not apply when a new structure may impact existing street trees. That is not a...
You're reading from number one.
I'm reading from number one.
I guess I was thinking about number two and not really the pros in front of it, but simply the specific conditions about the Four Elms.
So if the council were to deny the appeal but adopt the conditions that has been negotiated, what is the impact of that? Does that just does that require the city then to oversee the implementation of those conditions? Does it give one of the parties a different enforcement right? What is the effect of that?
Yes, it might put the city in the middle of enforcing those conditions of approval if there is a complaint that they have been violated or that they're not being adhered to. That's correct.
And how would that come back to us?
Through a code enforcement complaint.
So I'm ready to make a motion.
Commissioner Leonard?
I move to deny the appeal and uphold the Portland Historic Landmarks Commission approval.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any additional discussion from council?
My only comment would be that this is a tentative decision because we will have to address the code interpretation issue that's been raised in final findings.
Right. But I guess I will speak against the motion. I guess this is a tentative decision. I think I agree with the first part of the arguments here that we shouldn't, on this matter, be legislating in this manner. But I do, as I was kind of questioning, I would like to put the specific conditions with respect to the Four Elms and the changes in development into the record of decision as conditions. And I guess, speaking for the code enforcement agency in the city, we're certainly happy to make sure that all sides come to a happy conclusion on this. And I guess the other thing I would add is simply, I know we hear a lot about how trees won't survive and they age and die. And, I can only go back to, experiences I've had in my own backyard where I've had arborists tell me a retaining wall is going to destroy the rhododendrons. You're going to have to replant them, and get another arborist.
Good for that retaining wall?
Yeah.
You did.
It was done through Neil Kelly, a very reputable. Another arborist came in and said, hey, we can do little holes here, shave back the roots, and, I should knock on wood. But to this day, those rhododendrons are thriving. So I think I'm just saying that I think these are conditions that can be met. The trees may not survive, but I think we need to give them a good faith effort and codify them in a decision.
And my only comment to what you said, Dan, is that, and the city arborist, Jen Cairo, is here, is that if we took that position, what we would be doing inadvertently or intentionally is opening up every single street tree removal issue within any historic district to a matter of city council concern that will allow people to go beyond the arborist and the Urban Forestry Commission to get, in effect, a second administrative bite at the apple. And that may or may not be a good idea. I'd like to hear the arguments in some detail. But If that was such a great idea, I'm just guessing after a 2-year process in updating Title 11 that someone would have come to us and said, put that protection in. And the fact that it wasn't addressed, I think, was a reflection in the public confidence in having the Urban Forester and Urban Forestry Commission address Title 11. But respectfully, what you're suggesting is taking all of our good work and incorporating into Title 33, and I would say be careful what you ask for in terms of both the work that the Urban Forestry Commission and Forester would have to do and the work that this council would have to do. So.
And I'm not arguing in support of the sort of the ambiguous interpretation line of reasoning, but I guess I am saying you know, this has been a contentious issue. There's conditions that everybody's agreed on to try to save these trees. You know, why not memorialize them, I guess, in a, even though it's a Title 33 related decision.
So we've had the discussion, and now we will have the vote. Carlo, would you please call the vote?
Saltzman?
No.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Adams?
I want to thank both parties for coming to agreement on this specific site. I think that's a very good sign, and I think that this discussion and the concerns raised by Frank and others in the Neighborhood Association need to go on to the work plan list for staff to further clarify. And I think we can do that. Aye. So approved. We are in.
Just before we close up.
Tentative agreement. We have to.
Tentative agreement. I think we have to schedule a time to come back and have a public hearing on proposed findings.
When would that be?
Not a public hearing, just a vote to adopt the...
Excuse me.
When would that be?
How much time do we need?
10?
2 weeks.
2 weeks? What do you got, Carla?
You're gone in 2 weeks, if that's okay.
Yep, it's just a vote.
Okay.
Probably
not okay. Yeah. Not okay. How about 3 weeks?
It's just a vote. It's just a vote.
It's just a vote.
Trees are involved.
Right. I forgot about that. 3 weeks?
No, then
a week?
Fish and Leonard are gone. No, then that's canceled.
Oh, that's all right.
The next week, everybody's here, is the 22nd of August.
What about next week?
The 25th, before 9:30, yes, or by 9:30, rather.
Okay, 9:30 time certain next week.
Okay.
Thanks. All right. We're in recess until tomorrow.
Yes.
Thank you.